It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We are doing this program about healing, and we are studying how God used the Old Testament prophet. The same God can use you and me for His glory. Today, we are going to look into Elijah and Elisha. Many people get mixed up with Elijah and Elisha, but Elijah is the first prophet God called, and God called him and told him to go and tell the Ahab, the king of Israel, that they will be famine for 3.5 years. Elijah took courage and went and told Ahab that there will be 3.5 years famine. There will be no rain, no dew, nothing. And so they were so angry, but God told Elijah that I'll take care of you. He told him to go to the brook and I will provide you food. Now if you see, Elijah goes by faith. He didn't know where he is going to get food or water, but he went by faith. And there the word of God says, God sends ravens, not one, ravens. That means one raven brings the meat, another raven brings the bread. And that means God gave him the bread and the meat in the morning. And the word of God says in the evening, he will bring, means the ravens will bring meat and bread. So morning and evening, he was getting food without doing anything. Maybe he was praying and waiting upon the Lord. What he was doing, we don't know in that near the brook. But here we see, God was teaching Elijah how to depend on God. Today we worry about food and shelter. There God provided him food every day, and provided food by ravens. Do you know the ravens are, they steal the food? Noah first time sent the raven to see if this water is gone and there, if there is a dry land, but the water was still there and maybe dead bodies were there. The ravens was going and eating the flesh. He never came back. The point I'm making, raven never bring food to people but steal the food from people. But here God used raven. Now we have to learn from this. God can use a raven as an enemy to feed you. God can change heart of anyone to help you. The word of God says when our life is pleasing in the sight of God, he will make our enemies our friend. So the ravens became his friend, and ravens start bringing morning and evening meat and bread. That means God invented first time the hamburger. And so he was satisfied and he was happy and joyful, but the water dried out. The brook dried out. So God said to Elijah, now go to the widow in Zarephath, and I have already commanded her to feed you and provide the food for you. God did not send him to any place where the Israeli widows were. He sent him to the heathen place. The point I'm making, if he would have sent him to the Israeli widows, Ahab might have found out and killed him. But he was hiding from king. So here he goes, and as soon as he enters into the gate, he saw the lady picking up some wood. And so he says to her, "Could you give me a glass of water?" So she said, okay, she was happy to give him water. In those days, if any strangers ask water, people will be very glad to give it to them. So he asked water, she was just going in. He said, "By the way, can you bring me a pancake in your hand when you come out?" She said, "Listen, we don't have too much food. We have a little bit flour and a little bit oil. And we are going to eat and die." See how God sent Elijah in the right time. So God was concerned about that widow and widow's son, as well as he was concerned about Elijah. See here what happens. The widow was going to eat that last meal or last bread, and she said, "We are going to die." But Elijah said, "You know what? If you give me a first bread, then your flowers and your oil will not run out until the famine is over." That was a good deal. She believed, and I believe the word of God says, "I have already commanded her to feed you." She might be checking out, is this the man God told me or some other man? But now she was sure, when he says God is going to bless you, God is going to provide you. So she knew God told her to feed my servant. So see, in the time of famine, God was taking care of his servant. Today we are afraid. When the economy goes bad, when the famine comes, we get panic. If we are the children of God, God will provide us. You remember how God provided the manna in the wilderness for the children of God every day? So the same God is here. Jesus Christ taught us in the Matthew chapter 6, the prayer, "Ask the daily bread." So we should not be worrying about tomorrow. Our God supplies our need every day, and he takes care of his children. Trial will come, trouble will come, but God gives you grace to go through all those troubles so we can learn more and our faith can grow more in the Lord. Now here what happens. All of a sudden, that lady's son dies. Now here, people might be thinking, why this happened? The lady started blaming Elijah. She said, "Did you come here to remind my sin?" We don't know what kind of sin she was doing, but we know all heathens are sinners. They worship heathen God and things like that. But I believe when Elijah went to her house, maybe he talked about Jehovah. Maybe her heart was changed. But when her son died, she start thinking, why this man of God came to my house and maybe killed my son? What happened? So that lady not only gave him food, but she made him a room in the upper room. So he had the bedroom in upstairs. So he took the child upstairs and he prayed for that child 3 times. And he asked God, "God, bring that child's soul back to him." And God heard his prayer. And then he takes the boy and give it to mother. And this time the mother was so happy. She said, "Now I know you are the servant of God." So sometime trials and tribulation comes that takes you closer to God. So when the sickness and disease comes, when the trouble comes in the family, what the word of God says, call the man of God. go to church, or call the man of God so he can come and pray, that we read in James chapter 5. So we have the solution. When the trouble comes, we get panic. But trust in God. Now just think about Elijah. He never healed anybody like that. This is the first time in his life that child was dead. But he knew, if God sent me to her house and she fed me this many years, so God cannot do this kind of thing. The enemy did something. St. John chapter 10 verse 10, it says, enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Now, when the trouble comes, we go to God. Jesus is the answer for our problems. This is the first time he saw death, but he prayed. Many people died, but nobody complained to him. But the lady was complaining. He said, I'm going to take care of this. And he prayed three times. First time answer didn't come. Second time answer didn't come. Third time answer came. Sometime you pray and nothing happens. Second time you pray, nothing happens. Then what you say? God doesn't answer prayer and I'm not going to pray to that God. And people give Jesus example. They say Jesus prayed once, Jesus prayed twice, Jesus prayed three times. Take this cup away. And God did not take the cup away. So, we are human beings. He didn't listen to his own son. So how can he listen to you? This is what some people teach you. But let me tell you. When Jesus Christ was in Gethsemane, and he was sweating blood, and he was going to die in the Gethsemane, Jesus Christ came to die on the cross of Calvary. Why cross? Because the word of God says whoever hangs on the cross is a curse. So Jesus Christ wanted to take your curse and my curse and go to cross. But the devil wanted to kill him in the Gethsemane. So what happened? He prayed. He prayed with a loud voice and with the tears. That prayer is written in a book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. And the word of God says when you prayed, God heard his prayer, answered his prayer, and saved his life from the death. When did he pray this prayer? Not in the Lazarus place, not in the Jairus' daughter or anywhere. He prayed this prayer in Gethsemane. And he didn't want to die and he asked God, I don't want to die in this Gethsemane. Save my life. I want to go on the cross. And God saved his life. God did not allow him to die in the Gethsemane. That's the reason the word of God says he heard his prayer. So don't tell me that Jesus Christ prayed three times and God did not hear his prayer. He wanted to die. Do you know the word of God says Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world and he knew why he came? Pilate said, you know, I can let you go. He said, you have no authority. I give my life and I have authority to take it back. So Jesus Christ was not praying in a Gethsemane that he didn't want to die on the cross. He didn't want to die in the Gethsemane. And God heard his prayer. So God heard Jesus' prayer all the time. Do you know what prayer he prayed when the Lazarus was 4 days in the grave? He said, Father, you hear me all the time. But now I'm praying for this in front of these people. You're going to hear me. He never said God doesn't answer my prayer. So our God is a prayer answering God. If somebody tells you God does not answer prayer, that's the wrong thing. Only I can tell you, you have to pray according to the will of God. You cannot ask something that God cannot do. For example, God, this person bothering me, zap him or kill him or destroy him or give me something to kill somebody. those kind of prayer God will not answer, and those kind of prayer we should not be praying. Our God says, pray for your enemies. If the enemy is hungry, feed him. If he needs water, give him water. He says, don't take revenge. Revenge is mine. So the point I was making, when Elijah prayed twice, nothing happened. He prayed three times. And the third time, God heard his prayer. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, if you read, it says, ask and keep on asking. Jesus gave the example about that unrighteous judge. The widow goes and bothers him and give me judgment. And he was not giving judgment. I'm not afraid of any man and I'm not afraid of God and I don't want to give judgment. But this lady is bugging me all the time and she's wearing me out. And so he gave her judgment. So Jesus said, if that unjust man can give the answer to widows, how much more our God, Heavenly Father, will answer your prayer. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, it says, two of us agree touching anything on this earth, our Heavenly Father will hear our prayer from heaven. Our God is a prayer answering God. We should go to God by faith and He will listen to our prayer. He loves to listen to you and me. But people sometime before they pray to God, they go somewhere else. The Word of God says, why you go to the empty tank? Go to the source, we have the living water. God is the one. Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. So we have the Jesus who has the life and who has the resurrection. And today we see so many ministers healing the people, raising the dead. This is the commandment. Jesus Christ said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out the devils. How many people doing it? Very few. But they are doing it in the name of Jesus. If one person is doing it, so we could say, if God can listen to one person, why cannot He listen to me? Elijah gave us a good example. He did not call any doctor. He did not tell her, I cannot do anything. Why didn't you tell me when your son was sick? You should have taken him to the hospital or somewhere. The Word of God says this boy got sick, very sick, and finally he gave up his breath. But Elijah did not get panic. He trusted in God. If God sent me to this house should be blessed. Wherever we go, we should shine for the glory of God. And God will use you everywhere because you have to lift up the name of God. Now here, so far, so good for Elijah. God provided food in the brook. God provided food in the widow's house. Now the child was dead. Child is already alive. God heard his prayer. Now God says to Elijah, go now and tell the Ahab the king. Now God is going to send the rain. Elijah went there, told one of the servants, said, I'm not going to tell because you disappeared. We don't know where you are and the man is going to kill me. He said, no, I'm not going to run away. Tell him that I came here. And then Elijah tells the king, you know what? Take all the Israeli people and take 4,500 Baal God's prophet, because his wife, Jezebel, and Ahab, they were worshipping idols. So he said, take those prophets with me, and we are going to go to the mountain. And they went to the mountain. He said, take two bulls. Give one bull for them, and one bull for me, and let these people pray. And they start praying. And when they start praying, nothing happened. It's afternoon time now. He said, hey, your God might be in the journey. He might be sleeping. He might be meditating. And you should be shout louder. And they start shouting louder. They start hitting their body. They start bleeding. And they start shouting more and more. And nothing happened. No voice came from heaven. Nobody listened to their prayer. And nobody pay attention to their prayer. Sometimes you see some other religious people, they beat their chest, they beat their back, and every time I say sometimes on TV, people bleed from their head and their body and their back, and they're killing themselves thinking they are doing service to God. And Indian people do, the Muslim people do, some other people do. But they're thinking if we do like that, God will be pleased and God will answer our prayer. We have this example, not one person, 4,450 Baal God's prophets. And those people were praying and praying and nothing happened. And so some people think if poor people cry and cry and cry, sometime God will answer. If you pray to the wrong God, if you pray to the idols, if you pray to the man, and even though you bang your head and bust your head, nothing will happen. Why? Because God says, I will not share my glory with anybody. That means the idols cannot listen to your prayer. Some people imaginary say, oh, I went to the idol and I got healed. Just a lie or something. But it will never happen. Idol never talk to you. You can make that idol with a gold or silver or diamond or whatever. It will not listen to you. Because the first commandment says, don't worship any idol or any god or any statue. People are doing it today. That's why there is no answer. And people said, I prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happens. You pray to the living God. Jesus Christ came from heaven, died on the cross of Calvary, rose again, and he is a living God. People said, where is Jesus? What Jesus said? Jesus says, in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. So our God is not dead. I worship the living God. God can work through you. Our God is a miracle-working God. Time is almost gone, but I'm going to pray for you. Why I'm doing this program? I want to let you know, God used some of the servants in the Old Testament. He used some of the servants in the New Testament. And He is using His servants in the 21st century. I am a good example. I have given up everything and I'm serving the Lord, and signs and wonders and miracles are happening every day. Call that number or tell somebody to listen to this program. I'm going to pray for you. If you are sick and your disease is so terrible, maybe you have boils, maybe your flesh is gone, and maybe you tried everything, nothing happens. Maybe you have internal problem. You have heart problem. You have lungs problem. You have kidney problem. You have all kinds of problem, and sometimes there is no answer. You wait for the transplant, heart or kidney or liver and all of these things. It takes time and it takes money. One day one lady called me from Canada. She said, my two kidneys are failing. I went to the doctor, he said, you need a transplant. She said, I am saving money. I already saved $14,000. I said, sister, shall I pray that your match will come, the kidney will come, and you will have best surgery and things like that? Or shall I pray that God should give you the two brand new kidneys? She said, pray for two brand new kidneys. I prayed for her and I told her to go for checkup. She went for checkup and she told me, doctor told me, your both kidneys are strong and healthy and you don't need a transplant and she's healthy. Why I'm saying this? Our God is a miracle working God. If the doctor says, your kidneys are failing, I cannot do anything, our God is the creator. You call upon him, he will give two brand new kidneys, he can give you liver, he can give you new heart, he can give you any organs are missing or any organs are hurting, he will give it to you. We have to call. I'm going to pray for you. First, you give your heart. Say, Lord, come into my heart. Pray with me. So, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. I give my life to you and I want to live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means God heard your prayer. Your name is written in heaven. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. There is no record of sin. Now you are a child of God. If you are a child of God, then you live like a king. And you live like God's son, the God's child. No sickness, no disease can come to you. I'm going to pray for you right now. Touch your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know Jesus is the healer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, when you got prayed for, tell somebody, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And start doing the things which you were not able to do before. I guarantee you, God has started a good work. And the word of God says, he has started a good work and he is going to complete it. Our God is not a liar. He is a miracle worker. So he has already healed you. Next program, we are going to learn more about Elijah. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for his glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.